Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our coverage of Correlation's 2021 CEO and CTO Forum. And the opening keynote was Mr. Mike Kelly from Team On Up. And it was entitled, "Will the Real Robin Hood Please Stand Up?" And what an entertaining and insightful keynote it was, where Mike was kind of a one-man show playing multiple characters. And in this particular clip, Mike talks about how fintechs are the super apps for the human experience. But he turns it around and says, why can't credit unions be the super app for the human experience, because of the big war that's going on right now with consumers versus, you know, fintechs and all sorts of crazy stuff going on out there right now. So this is very entertaining and a very insightful clip from Mike. So check it out.
We live and there's an app for that kind of world, don't we? We have been there since 2007 when iPhone launched, and the world has done nothing but accelerate on that frontier. And so we all know there's no new news in that, but there's more insight to be gained from studying these big fintechs and where they want to take their businesses. These fintechs are becoming the super apps for the human experience. Just think about Robinhood, super focused on a demographic, right? These day traders, mostly guys. They added 16 million accounts at last. I think they're up to 19 million, something crazy like that now. They're focused on a demographic and a single function to begin, but they have their eyes set on the human experience. How do we broaden our value proposition out and really do something special and start to own more and more of this relationship with the consumer? Let them consume is their call to action. And they're doing it with great impact, like it or not. These super app businesses are great at two things, and here is learning for credit unions. Because respectfully, credit unions tell me, we're not good at these things. Super apps, these fintechs, are great at acquisition and engagement. They're leaving the back-end technology to other people. They're really focused on those two core competencies, and they are crushing it. That's how you add that many consumers to your platform in what feels like the blink of an eye. And there is only momentum in their business model. In this fintech world, in the super app world, they don't actually want their humans to meet any other humans. It's too expensive. That's already done. Big banks do that. Credit unions do. Why would they want to do that? But they understand that brand is relationship. And relationship is brand. How do we, this is what they're thinking about, how do we tell our story to attract people towards us? How do we break through the noise? How do we be very loud and opinionated on a new way to do business instead of being silent on our virtues, like credit unions? Now, how about credit unions? Let's look at you guys a little bit here. The heart to serve is real and differentiated, and that is irreplaceable. And it is what makes this industry authentic and why we all want to serve it to the best of our ability. But in terms of a business model, we have to have a more critical eye. And credit unions right now are focused on verticals and products and features. Better than where you were a couple of years ago, but still, let's talk to you about a home loan or an auto loan or a credit card instead of relationship. And instead of those even that are talking about relationship, how do we think about a model that members can fall in love with when they're not in our stores, when they're not in our branches? How do we show them our story? How do we show them our heart by designing in the idea that we might never meet them in person? And again, this offends so many credit unions. It's the reality we're living here. You have to be yes and this business model. And pandemic has really shown it's finally possible. And so these super apps are about acquisition and engagement, and credit unions are about service and relationships. That Venn diagram is crossed over, and the operating definition of how we take that vision into reality, but that's got to be crystal clear to every person on your team. They have to have the tools they need to win for you and your members. So what about you, credit unions? You love your members. You love consumers. So do those fintechs. So the battle is on here like Donkey Kong. So as you think through with Goldfather's help and Harry's help, what your plan is to reimagine relationship, what your vision is to bring it into reality, how you execute against that, as you think through the ROI of your four T's, think more deeply about how you can become the super app for the human experience. Why seed that ground to these fintechs? Why, when that is your heart, that is the very design of your business model, you are more than a tax status. Lean into your cooperative identity, tell your story, and you can win. It's about more than effort, it's about more than will. Will is like windmill. If the wind doesn't blow, you are screwed. Have a plan, tool people up, go get it each day for each other in service of your mission for your member. Honest question. Just among us friends and the couple of hundred people who are watching this broadcast right now. Question is homogeny a winning strategy? Is becoming more like the marketplace allowing you to differentiate and stand out from the crowd? Only you can answer that question. Instead, how might you reimagine relationships? How might you recapture your roots? How might you redeploy resource and reinvigorate your employees and reawaken the spirit of Robin Hood to reimagine relationships?
Whoa, that is a lot, Goldfather. I am not sure I know what to do with all this.
Harry, my man. How do you feel?
How do I feel? I sort of feel like Macy's did in 1998. Well, I mean, I guess now that you say it out loud and make some ridiculous points, but also some good points, I get it. You know, maybe there's a new way.
You have the elements of a plan. We've made a little outline here. My friends at Correlation have made that planning document. It's much more in depth. If you want to be in the chat bar and hashtag Goldfather, we're happy to send it over to you if you like, and it helps your mission. No problem. Love Correlation.
Hashtag Goldfather, baby.
Harry, sometimes reimagining is just recapturing your roots. Sometimes it's thinking about doing less things, but better things. Sometimes it's about taking a pause to understand what's really special about you as a business model, about you and your heart to serve, and finding role models that you can learn, hey, I really want to do that, or I'm never doing that. That's terrible. Harry, it's really just about redeploying resource to what matters most, and only you can tell what matters most. Is it reimagining relationships so that you can thrive in this new world? That's up to you. Only you can answer that.
That's a lot of R words, Goldfather. What is with you two and all these R words?
Thank you very much, Mike. And stay tuned for more coverage of Correlation's CEO-CTO Forum here on CU Broadcast.